Ben Folds 5 released its first new album in 13 years this week. And maybe for the first time since disbanding the eponymous three-piece over a decade ago, the piano man himself finally sounds like he's a little happier about things.
You might put your love and trust on the line. It's risky. People love to tear that down. Let them try. Do it anyway. Risk it anyway.
After four solo albums and 10 years worth of anger, disillusion, regrets, and a baby grand full of sarcasm, Ben Folds gives a sense of being comfortable with his current existence on the sound of the life of the mind. Mostly gone are the revenge fantasies against adult bullies, scornful lovers, parents, and most of the civilized world that frequented Folds' solo work. Instead, his new work is immediately more reflective, relaxed, and dare I say, content. Now, with Ben Folds, the sunshine is never poking entirely through the clouds, and this album is no exception. He still finds time to moan about the music industry on Draw a Crowd, which implores his subject to try graffiti if fans don't flock to shows. And on the opening track, Erase Me, Folds channels eternal sunshine of the spotless mind and wonders what his former lover would choose to forget about their time together.
Did I wait time?
Still, this subtle form of the lyrical psychologist's couch is an evolution from his previous way of dealing with purported enemies.
Erase me so you don't have to face me. Put me in the ground and mow the daisies. The memory, see how it goes with you. Erase me.
No longer is he calling out folks by name or by action, and he's not exactly screaming at folks to give his money back.
I had it all. Or should I say I saw it all? And it's a long way from the dustbin of New Jersey to the top. Who would have known?
Musically, the re-addition of remarkably versatile drummer Darren Jesse and the melodically skillful bassist Robert Sledge has made Folds' compositions easier to take in, while adding a layer of complexity missing from the last 10 years of solo work. Both sidemen's jazz backgrounds give the ivory-tickling frontman space to move around. Folds no longer has to hold entire songs together, and this newfound freedom helps bring back some of the orchestral-like arrangements that made the last Ben Folds 5 album such a classic among fans. Older, and maybe wiser, Ben Folds 5 has come back out of inactivity with a full, rich, and diverse album that seemingly does the impossible. Make Ben Folds seem like a slightly happier guy. This is Jay Cowett for The Takeaway.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.